Worked a lot at home. I can see him sitting at his desk writing, which he seemed to do all the time. Often he'd take a long shower, because he said that was where he got a lot of his thoughts. He'd stand in the shower and think about what he wanted to write. And then when he got out, he'd sit down and write. Nobody thought he ever read anything either. But actually, he was a voracious reader. I don't remember Ronnie ever sitting and watching television. I really don't. When I picture those days, it's him sitting behind that desk in the bedroom, working. He's always been a very sentimental man. And he's always been a very, very good writer. His writing gives a crystal clear picture of his ideas, of his vision for America, and I think especially of his deep, sincere affection for the people of this country and his faith in their strength and character. If you listen to the conclusion of this one broadcast, this piece he called Looking Out a Window, you'll hear him saying things that might sound corny or overblown coming from someone else. But when he says these words, you can hear that he means them. He wrote them, he spoke them, and he truly meant every word.
By now, thinking of their homecoming, I'm counting how many more hotel room windows I'll be looking out of before I'm in the rush hour traffic heading home. And yes, I'm feeling a little envious of the people in those cars down below. It seems I've said 1,000 goodbyes, each one harder than the one before. Someone very wise once wrote that if we were all told one day that the end was coming, that we were living our last day, every road, every street, and all the telephone lines would be jammed with people trying to reach someone to whom we wanted simply to say, I love you. But why wait for such a final day and take the chance of not getting there in time? Speaking of time, I'll have to stop now. Hello, operator. I'd like to make a long-distance call. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.